Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Lee. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And it's tea time with Jesus and friends. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's a great day. It's a marvelous day because our Father is in control. Hallelujah. Because our Father is God, and He's God all by Himself. Our Father is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Our Father, there is no God like our God, for He is the only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, hallelujah, love us so much that when we messed up and got jacked up and hijacked, He sent His only begotten Son to bring us back into right relationship with Him. Our Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, continuously loving us and covering us, hallelujah, with His Spirit, hallelujah. We're covered also with the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. So we bless the Lord, hallelujah, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless His most holy name, hallelujah. It's a good day to be a child of the King. Hallelujah. It's a good day to be a child of the one who is the giver and the receiver of life, the one who blew the breath into man and man became a living soul, the one who said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness and give him dominion and power and authority over the works of our hands. It is He that continued to love us when we look weak and won't stand up and declare things, because He has given us the power to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has given us the power to speak those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I hope you have a nice hot cup or something. And I know you say, what is she talking about? It is so hot. But if it's even a cold cup of tea, have it. Because the objective is to be encouraged to take a moment in 24 hours. And even if you say, well, I prayed this morning, but it doesn't hurt to say, you know, Father, I'm spending this time with you. I just want to hear from you. I just want to have this cup of tea or this glass or whatever, and I just want to have it with you. That's the objective, hallelujah, to get a bond, a closer walk with our Father. Glory be to the Most High God. Isn't it a beautiful day? With all the things that's going on in the world, I can still smell the coffee. And I can recognize a rose, hallelujah, in the mist, hallelujah. We know that there's so many sisters and brothers going through, but we can still look and ask God, our Father, to comfort them, to give them peace in the midst of the storms. Amen. Because these United States, we are having so much going on. Just look at the weather and the spiritual wars that are going on. And we can get this kind of confused and doubts and all of that, but we can stand because our Father allowed it to be written to, oh God, for such a time as this, to let us know, oh my God, that these things would occur. Hallelujah. we got the memo. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, Yeshua said, lo, I am with you all the way to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Father God, this morning we give you glory. We bless your name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your tender mercy and your kindness. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you, Almighty God, hallelujah, for you truly are the only great and living God. Besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you that you allow us to come into your presence. Hallelujah. And we have audience with all God, glory with you, great master. Hallelujah, sovereign God. Hallelujah, majesty on high. Glory be to your name from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, high over suddenly. Oh, yes, you are. You are our healer, our deliverer. You're the breasty one. You're the one that's more than enough. High over suddenly. We thank you, hallelujah, for the measure of faith that you've given us and allow us to exercise it this morning. Looking to you, Almighty God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Blessed. Looking for you are our help. We cried unto the Lord, and you are the one that hear our cry and deliver us out of all our trouble. Hallelujah. You, great God, thank you. Didn't count it robbery to send your son. Hallelujah. So we can have a relationship with you. We thank you this morning, great God. We glorify you. We thank you for how you're encouraging us. We thank you for how you're empowering us. Oh, God. We thank you for your love flowing in us and through us and over us. Almighty God, that we can show it to others just by our walk. Oh, we thank you this morning, great God. We glorify you this morning, awesome God. Oh, for there is none like you. There is none like you. We thank you for allowing us to know your will, your way, Almighty God, and your purpose for our lives. Hallelujah. As you deem necessary. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for speaking to us and through us by the power of your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That when we press forward, glory, 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 you make everything all right. All the hindrance, you make it stand still. All we got to do is just keep pushing forward. Glory, hallelujah. And you, hey, great God, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We lift the United States of America up to you this morning. And all we can do is lift it up. When you see and you know all things, God, what can we say but Lord, have mercy? Oh, God, have mercy, Almighty God, have mercy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have mercy, Almighty God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. In Washington, the White House, have mercy. Oh, the Congress, have mercy. The legislative body, have mercy. The Senate, have mercy. The judicial, have mercy. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. In our, on our streets. Oh, God, in our communities, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy. Have mercy in our counties. Have mercy, our state. Have mercy, Almighty God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, have mercy in the assemblies when we get together and say we're worshiping you. Have mercy, Almighty God, Almighty God. Have mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. We need your mercy. We need your mercy. We need you to walk tall in these United States, Almighty God. We need you for our help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord God. We need you. And I know that you've been so kind and merciful. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Yes, you have. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Walked all in the hospitals. Almighty God, Almighty God. The doctor's office, the labs. Almighty God, Almighty God. And the senior facilities. Oh, walk tall in the corporate office. Oh, God. Thank you for granting traveling mercy, Almighty God. Those on the highways and the byways. Almighty God, thank you for keeping our children safe. The path that they take to and for school. And even when they reach their homes, keep them safe, Almighty God. Safe in the classrooms. Oh, God, on the playgrounds. On the properties of the schools. Almighty God, Almighty God. From the youngest to the older. Almighty God, we need you. Only you can help us right now, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Turn the situations and circumstances around. Take control, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for your authority ruling these United States. Ah, every crack and every crevice. Hallelujah. Top and bottom, north, south, east, and west. And every territory and property. Oh, God. We need you. We need your wisdom, Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. We thank you. Remember every pastor, every prophet, every apostle, every evangelist, every teacher, Almighty God, every deacon, every deaconess. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Every saint, Almighty God, every child of the Almighty God, young and old, Almighty God, matured and even the immature, Almighty God, especially, Almighty God, the young and the older, hallelujah. Bless your name, bless your name. The worshipers, the intercessor, the prayer warrior, the watchman on the wall, protect, defend, the missionaries on the field, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Meet every need, Almighty God. God and protect. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for keeping us strong, keeping us bold, that we may become bolder. Thank you for the measure of faith that you've given each one of us. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you to let us know, God, that it's not done until you said it's done. Thank you. Hallelujah. You've given a vision and a dream. It shall come to pass. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. God is so good. Thank you for giving us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge for this day. Hallelujah. Opening our minds of understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, removing anger and replacing it with compassion and love. Glory. Hallelujah. That we might not sin against. Hallelujah. Touching our lips. Almighty God. Almighty God. Remove self-pity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exchange the sorrow, Almighty God, the laughter. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. And full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear. Be clear, Almighty God, where we will understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the younger. Guide them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Protect, heal, and defend. Plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Yeshua over them all. Hallelujah. And everyone, hallelujah, God and protect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's some who going through. There's some who are coming out. And there's some who just in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But wherever we are in our journey, I thank you, Lord, that you're there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving hope, Almighty God, where there seems to be no hope. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you and we magnify you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Amen. Just want to encourage you, as we always do or try to do, to remind you to stay faithful, to continue to build your relationship with God, and never think that it's too late to accomplish the task that God has set forth for you. Amen. If he has given it to you, it is for you to do. You can do, you will do, and it will come to pass if you stay faithful. I don't care what it looked like. You may have forgotten all about it, and it comes to your mind. You're like, oh, Lord, that could never be. I'm 70 years old. What can I do? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, it can be done. Think about it. And how that just give God glory. Some of all that old lady. How she do that? Have that smile on your face. It's all about God, baby. It's all about God. The closer you get to him, the more you understand, sugar. Isn't that how they used to talk to us? Tell you, God got it. Well, how can that be? Baby, God got it. So I'm saying, baby, God got it. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for God? Not a thing. I can't think. Nothing is too hard for him. Isn't that amazing? Your father is the God of impossibilities. Think about it. We just ask him just to wrap his loving arms around us. Hallelujah. Without a doubt, he is God. Without a doubt, he loves you. Without a doubt, there's nothing too hard. All we have to do is ask him. In Yeshua, Jesus the Christ's name, and it shall be done. Psalms 1, verse 1. Think about it. Study this. And so you'll get a really good understanding. Maybe one day we'll just have a lesson on it. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We need to let go of the phone and let go of Facebook and let go of Instagram and let go and just get into God's word. Amen. And meditate on it. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. Amen.
Now you know we do Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Amen. But whenever we say, oh, I can't do this, I don't know what to do. Yeah, here's something right here. Right here. And this is what God said. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now just hear that word, my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The land is in need of a healing. Hallelujah. The land is in need of a healing. And apparently we have, according to this, we can make a difference. So let's begin to exercise that we know that we can do, and do it. As we encourage others, as we begin to seek God, the more God in the atmosphere, hemisphere to stratosphere, the more prayers going up. I was thinking about Daniel. We're familiar with Daniel fast, but we need to study that to see what was going on and what was happening. But nevertheless, the angel told him that God heard. And the message, the answer came, but the prince of Persia was resisting them. So he came to let Daniel know that God had heard him. So let's pray. Let's fill the atmosphere with prayer. And you pray. You talk to your father. I talk to my father. And corporate prayer is really good. So you say, well, I can't pray like so-and-so. If you want to go there, Moses. What you can do is worship. You can tell God how good he is. You can tell him how we need him. You can tell him how wonderful he is, how great he is, that he is the sovereign God. You can let that, you can put that in the atmosphere. You can thank him for food on your table. You can thank him for transportation, even if you walking. Some people can't do that. Think about it. Let's begin to be appreciative of where we are and begin to give God glory and begin to pray. You can say, Father, this street needs you. You know, what do you see? What has he opened your eyes to see? Then when you see it, don't talk about it and complain about it. Tell him. But, you know, we have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to humble ourselves. We have to seek his face. You know, we have to pray. We have to pray. He made a promise there, and I believe we know that he was talking to Solomon. But we believe that goes without saying. He has desires for all his children, and he gives us the way. So if you say, well, I pray, that's what I do. That may be what God has called you to do, too. How about that? Hallelujah. Don't give up on your hopes. Don't give up on your dreams. God loves you. Don't give up on your hopes. Don't give up on your dreams. God loves you. Hallelujah. A lot of times we have problems because we are resisting God's plan. We want to do it the way our friends so-and-so has done it. They say it worked. And then you begin to want to work it, but you have to remember that God has a plan for you and God has a plan for me. It's a picture. If he wanted everything blue, then we would all be the same. But it's not. The purpose, each one of us, our purposes are different. Sometimes even if we're doing the same thing, because he made each one of us different and unique. Remember that you're so special and what you have to offer to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What you have to offer is what God has put in you so that you can contribute to the kingdom of God. Hold your territory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Just hold your ground. Hallelujah. This is what God has called me to do. I pray. Hallelujah. You don't have to say all I can do. No, that's a great thing. It's an honor, and we should all do it. He didn't just say some people. He said my people. Hallelujah. My people. My people. So we're the my people, and that's what we do. Hallelujah. We depend on our God. Proverbs 28:11. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that has understanding searches him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is a great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confess and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. My tongue is twisting on me. And you know what time it is. It's time for us to say, we're going to have to leave in 90 seconds. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. God is good. He allows us to do what we need to do. I got 1 minute, y'all. 1 minute, y'all. 1 minute. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Give you shalom. Bless the Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord, give it to you. Give it to you. Give it to you. Jude 1:24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in knowing that God loves you. Hallelujah. Stay in his presence. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, Tea Time with Jesus and Friends, Yeshua and Friends. God bless.